Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Wisdom for Women from Yoga and Ayurveda podcast. I'm your host and guide, Jennifer Allen, guiding you to lead a more rested life, to align with nature's rhythms, and to honor your divine soul purpose. In this podcast, we explore radical rest, sacred rhythm, easeful and embodied yoga, nature wisdom, and divine soul purpose. This is episode 36 of the podcast, and I want to talk to you guys this week about self-sabotage. And self-sabotage from the lens of yoga and Ayurveda. Last week, I sent an email out. So if you're on my email list, you probably saw this email or hopefully saw this email. And it was about a concept called Prajna Parada, which loosely translates as crimes against wisdom. So crimes against wisdom. We have our own internal wisdom, our own internal knowing. And when we act against that, we are committing a crime against our own wisdom. And this led me to think about other ways that we commit crimes against ourselves or self-sabotage, ways we sink our own ship, limit ourselves, slow our growth, evolution, and transformation. So I want to start by saying that self-sabotage has often been our unconscious response to the physiology of trauma. So I want to start this conversation with the utmost care and tenderness, just acknowledging and honoring in myself and in all of you that things that you may have done once upon a time may have really been in your best interest and may have been done to protect and preserve, right? But now, as you have gotten older, learned more tools, and you know yourself better, perhaps these things are now sabotaging your own growth, and they are actually crimes against your internal knowing. So how I want to break this down is in the three categories of the three doshas. So in Ayurveda, we have three doshas or energies. Vata is the energy of motion, of movement. It is the ether and air element. Pitta is the energy of transformation. The fire and water elements make up the Pitta dosha. And Kapha is the energy of cohesion. And the water and earth elements make up this dosha. So those are the three categories in which I'd like to discuss this idea of self-sabotage. And in Ayurveda, these three categories will also kind of be correlative to three malas. And by malas, I mean a dirt, a dust, a film, a screen, a covering, a veil over what is actually true. Okay? So we'll start with the Vata dosha or Anava mala, the way we limit ourselves or sabotage ourselves. And if you could sum up this mala in one word, it would be isolation. And so this type of person, they really isolate in their insecurities. They tend towards this feeling of insecurity or of not belonging. They self-isolate and wait for the group to invite them in. They have a lot of discomfort and don't naturally have a natural tendency towards leaning into the group. So they isolate, they retract. These folks are very sensitive, very excited, and they change directions often. They change their minds often. Okay? So this is Anava Mala. This is this feeling that we think we are an island. We are alone. We are isolated. We are unsupported. We kind of have a lot of self-pity. It's like a pity party, right? So this results in shutting down. We don't reach out. We wear a cloak or armor, as Brené Brown talks about. We armor up. This is really a heart contraction. Yet, the deepest desire is to be safe and to be seen. So In Anavamala, like I said, it's really a heart contraction. So how can we use the practice of yoga to support this self-sabotaging behavior? Heart opening poses or back bends are going to be the way to move through this. You could think of fish pose or wheel pose or bridge pose. Even standing in mountain pose and interlacing the hands behind the back, bringing the shoulders up towards the ears and taking the hands down and back, right? Just opening through the heart space. This is going to be your number one supportive yoga pose for Anavamala, for this isolation. Instead of contracting, we open up through the heart, right? We assume we're already in. We're already in the group. Instead of the default, we're out. We just need to assume we're already in. We need to lean into the group. We need to lean into people who are there to support us. We need to reach out when we start to feel these inklings of isolation. And we need to slow down and reflect. So this is all the Vata dosha, Anavamala way of sabotaging our own growth or success. And just reflect if you have those tendencies or if you have seen yourself or witnessed yourself react in that way. Okay, moving on to the second dosha, the Pitta dosha. If we could sum this up in one word, it would be judgment. Just judgment, right? This type of person, mentally sharp, right? And often to the point of thinking we know it all, right? They're slow to pick up on obstacles because they think they already know all the answers, right? They're really in their head, and thus they've lost connection with their heart. They're not really vulnerable. It's hard for them to learn from peers. It's really this I know it all attitude. It becomes a wall or a cage, and that can really limit their growth. It is a way that they sabotage their growth. The characteristics of this type of individual, sensitive, irritable, critical, lack of empathy, that kind of sums it up. And this is called Maya Mala. So this veil, this screen, this illusion or inability to see clearly, it's a third eye contraction, Maya Mala. And so how can we use our yoga practice to support this if this is happening for us? Child's pose, forward folds are going to be really beautiful for this. Child's pose, especially child's pose with the forehead down on the ground or on a block, maybe even standing forward bend supported with a chair, legs up the wall pose, wide leg forward fold or wide leg seated forward fold. So just focusing on forward folds is really going to support this Maya Mala. Now, what else will support? Play, like soften, open up, be playful, be curious, right? Tap into wonder and tap into the wondrous aspect, the awe of the unknown, right? Trust, take that step and trust, okay? Now, thirdly, let's speak a bit about the Kapha dosha and Karma Mala. So if we want to sum this up in one word, it's inaction. Okay, like nothing's happening. These types of folks are resistant to change, resistant to movement. They're often, I don't want to say too chill, but they're just really comfortable in what already is, at the expense of learning and growing. Often these types of individuals, they might experience less pain than others. So pain is not really a motivator. You don't act, you don't get organized, you don't interact with others, you don't read, you don't do work. There's a lack of doing, there's a non-doing. And the characteristics of this kind of individual, they're stable. They're compassionate, they're empathetic, they're loyal, and they also might be stagnant, stuck, and unmotivated. So this is Karma Mala. And this is a solar plexus contraction, right? The solar plexus is contracted, and that is limiting or slowing your growth. So what can we do from the perspective of yoga? And the best types of poses are twists. So this might be a seated twist, a reclined twist, even maybe a standing twist like a revolved triangle. So adding in twists to your practice are going to be super beneficial. What else? Be in a group or in a relationship that's going or doing what you want. So this dosha is kind of sticky, right? Like think water and earth make mud. They are cohesive in nature. So if they are, quote, stuck to the right group or stuck to the right individuals, they kind of flow along with the momentum of that group or that person. So that can also really help. So being in a group that's going or doing what you desire. And also this idea of Kaizen, which is making small steps. James Clear talks about this in his book, Atomic Habits, about small daily action. And this is a concept that can really work for this karma mala or solar plexus contraction. Okay, so we have anava mala, which is a heart contraction, and isolation. Maya mala, which is a third eye contraction, and judgment. Karma mala, which is procrastination or inaction, and it's a solar plexus contraction. So these are the main ways that we can sabotage or slow or limit our growth or progress from an Ayurvedic perspective. And then, of course, I gave you different types of yoga poses that you can use to support yourself. So in closing, I'd really like for you guys to consider if you're which one you resonate with more. The anava mala, the vata, the maya mala, the pitta, or the karma mala, the kapha. And I want to just propose to you a few questions. So if you resonate most with the vata, the heart contraction, I would love for you to answer, what do you need to feel supported? What do you need to feel supported? If you resonate more with the pitta dosha and the maya mala, the question is, what can I do? What can someone do that will really piss you off? Okay, for reflection, I want you to reflect on that. And if you resonate more with the kapha or karma mala, what is one small step? What is one small action you can take towards what it is that you desire? Okay, so these are just journaling or reflection questions. I'd love to hear what you think about this idea of self-sabotage, this idea of self-sabotage once being an unconscious response to trauma, looking at it through the lens of Ayurveda, using yoga as a tool here to support yourself. I'd just love to hear what you think about this podcast. And don't forget, the Wisdom for Women from Yoga and Ayurveda podcast is sponsored by the Easeful Yoga Collective. This is my online yoga membership, online, on-demand resource library for overwhelmed, stressed out, and exhausted caregivers. If this is something that resonates with you, if you resonate as an overwhelmed, stressed out, or exhausted caregiver, I invite you to join us. You can learn more about this in the show notes. Until next time, I see you, I appreciate you, and I love you.